KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's cloudy and 45 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be cloudy here today, a high of 55. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you this hour by Wellcove, Home Health of Red Oak. Experience the spirit of Wellcove. A teenager from Sioux City is charged with attempted murder after allegedly firing a shot at an officer during a high-speed chase Monday afternoon. Department of Public Safety spokesman Alex Murphy says a DOT motor vehicle enforcement officer stopped to check on a vehicle driven by 17-year-old Chauncey Jewett, which was parked on I-29 in Harrison County.
We made contact with the driver, who provided him a false driver's license. At that time, then the suspect fled off in the car, in his car, and that is when the pursuit started with the DOT officer, and several other agencies were involved.
The chase reached speeds that exceeded 100 miles an hour, and during the chase, a patrol car was hit by a bullet.
The suspect actually leaned out of the window and fired a shot at the DOT officer.
The chase ended after about 10 miles when the man and a passenger were caught.
They stopped him, I believe, at a rest area, and that is when they got out of the vehicle and fleed from officers, but both were arrested, one by Missouri Valley Police Department, another by the DOT, other DOT officers.
Jewett is charged with attempted murder. His passenger, 20-year-old Sidney Swanson of Sioux City, was arrested and charged with identity theft and interference with official acts. Murphy said he's not sure why the teen fled.
You know, I do not know exactly the reason at this time, but we are told that there are some criminal pasts of the suspect, but obviously, like I said, he is a minor, so we aren't releasing his name or going any further into that.
And they did release his name later in the day on Tuesday. Murphy said more charges are pending as officers complete the investigation of the chase and shooting. Prosecutors in Pottawatomie County say a Council Bluffs man has been charged with a felony for allegedly choking, beating, and kicking a 15-year-old boy after a traffic accident. The Omaha World Herald reports 35-year-old Ryan D. Linehan was driving a white Jeep Grand Cherokee in the 2800 block of North Broadway in North Central Council Bluffs just before midnight on April 25th. He's accused of passing a black 2001 Dodge Ram pickup truck, cutting off the pickup and striking it with his Jeep. The pickup's teenage driver, who has a school permit and was on his way home from a function at St. Albert High School, pulled over to exchange insurance information. Prosecutors say Linehan immediately attacked the boy, choking him to unconsciousness before putting him down on the street and punching and kicking him. A friend of the teen had been driving behind the two in his car and recorded the incident on his cell phone. The teenager came to and got up on his hands and knees in the street. Officials say that Linehan kicked him again, this time in the head. The kick was so forceful, they said, it caused the teen to fall over backwards and lose consciousness again. Linehan took off, but Bluffs police later got a tip that he was involved, and they traced his Jeep to his girlfriend. During an interview, the officer noticed that Linehan's knuckles were swollen and taped together. Linehan is charged with willful injury, a felony punishable up by 10 years in prison if he's convicted. On Friday, he posted 10% of a $30,000 bail and was released from the Pottawatomie County Jail with a trial date pending. The teenager was hospitalized for treatment of his injuries. He suffered a concussion and significant damage to his cheeks, gums, and teeth. Prosecutors say he still has no memory of what happened or the previous 8 hours before the run-in with Linehan. A Shelby County teen faces 5 years in jail and a $5,000 fine for allegedly making terroristic threats against the Harlan Middle School. The Harlan News Advertiser reports the unidentified 13-year-old is alleged to have kept a journal with specific threats to kill students, teachers, and athletes at HMS. She was transported to the Juvenile Detention Center in Council Bluffs and held on felony charge. An investigation into the incident continues. Authorities in Montgomery County say a person who sounded like an adolescent called in a bomb threat Tuesday morning of the Stanton Community School District. According to reports, the call came in just before 8 a.m. from someone claiming they would bring a bomb to the school. Montgomery County Sheriff Joe Sampson and deputies investigated and in the process screened all K through 12th grade students as they entered the school. The students then reported to their homeroom under the supervision of adults. After a thorough search of the building failed to uncover any suspicious devices, the all-clear was given at around 9:10 a.m. Tuesday, with classes resuming as normal. The incident remains under investigation. A janitor has been charged with terrorist threats following the lockdown of public schools in a northwest Iowa district. Authorities say the precautions were taken at schools in the Spencer district on Tuesday. Police say the Fairview Elementary School principal called for help following reports that janitor Larry Fuller was being aggressive toward other staff members. Fuller left before officers arrived. Police say that when Fuller was reached by phone, he threatened schools and law enforcement officers, and that led to the lockdown of all district schools. Fuller was taken into custody later Tuesday morning as he was leaving his home. And students have resumed classes this week in Lake City after their high school was damaged by a tornado. Students of South Central Calhoun High School attended classes Monday at various locations, including churches, a public library, and a bank. The last day of school for everyone in the district is next Thursday. Principal Randy Martin says he'll leave it up to the teachers to decide whether students will be given end-of-semester tests. An EF1 tornado on May the 10th damaged the school's roof, making the building unusable for the rest of the academic year. Our news was brought to you by Wellcove Home Health of Red Oak at 1600 Summit in Red Oak. Give them a call at 712-623-2500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.